Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agriculture Outlook meeting on Monday, August 21st at 5 p.m. at Logansport Implement in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
A revision in our program schedule this morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be joining National Public Radio for live coverage of Presidential News Conference.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Packer demand for hogs is expected to be strong to begin this week based on active inquiry from buyers on Friday, with the early call for today's prices ranging from steady to as much as a dollar per hundredweight higher. Peoria called steady, the top price $47. They say the run was a little bigger there this morning overall, but mostly lights and sows. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 18th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,870. For the base market hog at a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 65 even to 76 even. The weighted average, 70.20, up $1.87 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.10 to 59 even. The weighted average, 55.78. In the West, reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,476. The base price range was 64 even to 76 even. The weighted average was 73.27, up $1.32 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.35 to 59 even, the weighted average 56.05.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
We'll take a look at overnight trade in a minute, followed by Brian Maple of FC Stone giving us his pre-opening calls. And a reminder, the press conference from the president from the White House starting at 9 o'clock this morning. We hope to be out by the time of our opening market report at 9:49 Central Time. If not, you can catch it on WILLAG.org. Joining us now for a look at our growing area's weather is meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. First, taking a look at what happened over the last 3 days. Of course, we were talking to you Friday morning as thunder and lightning and heavy rain were taking place outside our window. And indeed, when we look at the broad brush picture of the Midwest Corn Belt over the last 3 days, some areas got hit hard with rain, other areas missed out entirely. And even on Friday evening into Saturday morning in the Champaign-Urbana area, right in town, only a trace, but Willard Airport picked up almost a half an inch of rain at that time. So Champaign-Urbana just missing out on some significant rain that fell to the south, in many cases a half an inch to 1 inch. Also, some locally heavy rain moved through the Bloomington-Normal area. And the heaviest rains in the Midwest Corn Belt were in parts of east central Illinois, in the northeast Illinois, southern suburbs of Chicago, on into northwest Indiana and extreme southwest lower Michigan. Those areas got a lot of rain, over an inch. But much of central into southern Indiana and central and southern Ohio missed out on measurable rain. So some areas wetter than others. And over the last 24 hours in the Midwest, most of the rain has just been in far southern Illinois into Kentucky on the fringe. Most of the Corn Belt has been dry during the last 24 hours. Now, as we look at it, looks like mostly dry weather over the next several days. There may be a few spotty showers and thunderstorms in the upper Midwest tomorrow on into Thursday or Friday. Some could touch northern parts of Illinois and Indiana, but I think as we go through the work week, the odds of rain are small. Then as we head into the weekend, showers and thunderstorms will be become a better possibility. Now, as we go into next week, there are some questions on the weather forecast as far as temperature. This week, we're going to see the domination of high pressure in the upper atmosphere out west, the dome of heat staying to the west, and temperatures will stay around average here this week. And maybe turn a little cooler this weekend, but there are some signs that that dome could spread a little bit next week and warm us up a bit. So time will tell on that, but even if it does warm up a bit, for the final days of August, it's not going to really adversely affect crops, as we've had decent rains in many areas over the last couple of weeks, and temperatures have been fine as the crops, helping push the crops quickly toward maturation. So any heat that comes up in the weeks that follow this one will, if anything, probably just speed the crops along a little bit more. And being on the edge of that hot dome could mean some more showers and thunderstorms. Again, it's not really clear cut for next week just yet. Now, as far as other areas, probably the biggest news is the hard red winter wheat belt. Some areas in central and the southwestern Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles got over an inch of rain over the weekend. And it continues to rain out there. Some locally heavy rain in south central Kansas right now. There are actually some flood watches out for some of the areas that have been extremely dry over the last several months. So the entire hard red winter wheat belt's not getting rain, but some areas are, and some of the areas are getting a good soaking rain too. So that will boost planting once the rain gets on out of there. And it looks like Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma benefiting the most right now. As you go farther east in Oklahoma and Texas, they haven't gotten much rain yet. Those are areas that are in a more extreme drought as well. So a mixed scenario out in the plains, but it does look like finally some rain for some folks out there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's look at overnight trade on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. September wheat in Kansas City opened overnight at 4.53, down a penny and a quarter. Last trade up 2.5 cents. December 4.66 and three quarters, up three. Last traded up 3.25. March wheat 4.73 and three quarters, up 1.75. Last trade up 3.25. September wheat in Chicago opened at 3.64 a bushel, down a half. Last trade up 2.25. December 3.83 and three quarters, up a half. Last trade up 2.25. March wheat $4.25, down 2.25 cents on the open. Last trade up 2. May wheat 4.15, up 4. Last trade up 4.5. September corn opened unchanged at 2.19 and three quarters. Last traded up a half penny. December 2.35 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up a half. March 2.50, unchanged. Last trade up a half. May corn 260, up three quarters. Last trade up 1.75. And the July contract 268, unchanged. Last trade up a penny and a quarter. September soybeans opened at 547, unchanged on the open and the last trade. November 559 and a quarter, down 1.25 cents. Last trade down a half. January beans 572, down three quarters. Last trade down a half. And March 582.5, down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. September soybean meal opened at 159.20, down 10, last traded unchanged. October 159.70, down 20, last trade down 20 as well. And September soybean oil 24.92, unchanged, last trade up 1. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Monday morning is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw a bump in the wheat overnight. Any indication of where that's going to go? Are you going to still see some strength in the wheat market?
Well, the wheat's been drugged down to some extent with the other grains dropping as hard as they've fallen here just recently. I think wheat's ready to try and turn around. I think that we've begun to price ourselves back into a position to where we might start to get some of this world business. I think we had pushed ourselves to a level that really wasn't going to make us price competitive, which really is the job of the marketplace to try and get its hands around the supply and demand. And our supply was a little bit short, especially on the hard red and spring wheats. So I could see us come back in here and see a little bit of buying in this wheat and come back just a little bit. I don't look for any big move back to the upside, but I think to put 10 or 15 cents back in the wheat market is pretty much what I would expect right now, that we've got some business that's going to begin to move our direction, and that'll get some buying back into the wheat.
In the corn and beans, our Midwest Crop Tour coming up this week. What are people looking at there, and what are the prices apt to do considering the stocks right now?
The stocks?
The plentiful stocks of corn and beans.
Right, well, now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out here that's just waiting to move, and I think that's what really gives us that next leg down in the corn market and bean market as far as that's concerned. We've got we're going to carry over roughly 2 billion bushels of corn plus, and somebody's got to hold that corn along the way. So we're narrowed in basis levels. It should be drawing some of this corn. If you got guys out there that still have corn on the farm, I think you take advantage of these basis levels and get some basis locked in. And if we can get corn to move back up into that 241 to 245 area on the Deese, I think you just get rid of any old crop stocks that you've got, because I think the writing's on the wall that once these guys liquidate, we make a push down to probably weekly support at that 203.5 level, which is going to be against the September, probably takes Deese back down into that 220 to 225 area is what I'm looking for.
Brian, let's get your calls right now very quickly.
Two to three higher on the wheat. I think steady to a little bit better on the corn, and beans steady to a touch lower. Mostly just a short covering pop is all I'm looking for.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Maple is with FC Stone in Indianapolis. This is WILL Urbana. A presidential press conference is next at 9 o'clock Central.